You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Alright, good evening. 7 p.m. service. As you've just seen in that bumper video, today is a special Sunday because today is our volunteer weekend. We're going to talk about serving today. So before anything else, if you're one of our volunteers, whatever ministry you're from, if you're one of our volunteers, please stand to be acknowledged. Mga volunteers na to. These are the people who are making your Sundays all the more awesome. Week in and week out, they serve. And I'm bringing this up for them to be acknowledged because they've served with us throughout the year, week in, week out, sa Sunday services. And as today is our volunteer Sunday, that means officially today, you guys are released from your current service ministries. And for the rest of us, it means that we can sign up. Later, we'll have a sign up for our service ministries. All right? So can you all just give a round of applause once again to all our volunteers. Great job, guys. We've enjoyed working with you throughout the past year, and we look forward to working with you still this year as well, all right? So, talking about service as well, talking about serving and all that, I don't know about you, but one hallmark always of a good establishment, maybe a restaurant or other business establishment, is good service. Am I right? Whenever you go to a restaurant, even if the food is good, even if the ambience is good, you know, chadang location and all that, but if the service is poor, you wouldn't enjoy your stay there. Am I right? We all love to experience good service. I can imagine if muatokag, let's say a fast food restaurant, paabot nimo dito, no one would entertain you. No one would get your order. Ako ba niyo hugot? Yes, nahitabunan ako na. But whatever it is, diba, we love to experience good service. Whenever we call like a network or something, but we all want to experience good service. Good service counts. Good service matters. Service makes an impact on people's lives. There's no one out there na ako naibawan nga kung if you ask him about service, he doesn't want to receive good service. No one wakes up one day and says, you know what, di ko ganahan servihon ko or di ko ganahan aning a restaurant kay minus like service. Ganahan ko lang mutagad na mga waiter. There's no one like that. People want to experience good service. But as much as we want to experience and receive good service, here's a question for all of us, church. Do we want to serve others naman? If we want to receive good service, how willing are we? How is our heart when it comes to giving service to others? Today, as we talk about serving, I'm going to talk exactly like that. About our heart to serve, our willingness to serve. My hope and my prayer is that at the end of this, we will all the more embrace and be encouraged to serve in whatever capacity and opportunity we have. Let me just read to you Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It says there, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." I'm going to break this verse little by little. Firstly, it says there, "For we are His workmanship." The Bible says we are God's workmanship. In some translations, workmanship means masterpiece. A masterpiece. And if you're wondering what a masterpiece is, it's a work done with extraordinary skill. The highest or the greatest piece of work of any artist. When you hear the word masterpiece, you probably think of images like the Mona Lisa, mga high-end art, right? Kung you're seated next to a masterpiece here today, mga tupad ninyo, di ba? Bala nag-abstract masterpiece, basta kay masterpiece. Okay? Masterpiece. Whenever we hear the word masterpiece, we hear something that's valuable, important, expensive. Do you know that there's a painting made by Leonardo da Vinci? It's called Salvator Mundi. And it was sold for $450 million. I-convert niyo sa peso, 22.5 billion pesos. That's how expensive that masterpiece is. Now, if you're wondering, ano man expensive na ang masterpiece? What makes it so valuable? Why it's so expensive? It's the artist. It's the one who made it, including itong Mona Lisa. It was Leonardo da Vinci. It matters who the artist is or who owned it. Say, for example, to expound further, did you know that there's this guy, you probably know him, his name is Justin Timberlake, and the story goes that his half-eaten French toast was sold to a fan for $3,000. Can you imagine that? Sandwich nga wala nang magkaon, $3,000 na. There's another person, si Scarlett Johansson, and one time she was at a talk show, she took a tissue, she blew her nose on it, nag-sneeze siya, and then the host took the tissue and sold it, okay, online. And it was sold for over $5,000. Tissue nga naisip on, guys. For $5,000 na sold siya. But probably the most ultimate ridiculous thing sold from a celebrity is this one. Michael Jackson's used underwear. You know how much it was sold? It was sold at an auction for $1 million. How we wish atong labada na naka-expensive, di ba? Imong karang sanina, imong sando, imong pang $1 million. Imagine that, $1 million. You might think, ano expensive, that's ridiculous, that's crazy. Yes, it might sound crazy and ridiculous, but that is because it came from quote-unquote important, famous celebrities. But church, when we talk about God's workmanship, us being His workmanship, being His masterpiece, we are not just Justin Timberlake's masterpiece. We are not a half-eaten sandwich. We are not Leonardo da Vinci's paintings, but we are God's masterpiece. As we talk today about service and all that, I want to get something across here for a while, and that is we are valuable. I want us to understand, can you tell your seatmate for a while, you are valuable. We are valuable. We are a masterpiece. There is no masterpiece out there if it's considered a masterpiece that's worthless. Ang hindi siya importante. Every time you hear the word masterpiece, expensive, important, premium, it is valuable. In other words, for all of us here today, no matter your background, whether you came from a famous family or not, you're working in a big company or not, you're studying in a prestigious school or not, it doesn't matter. Because you are God's workmanship or masterpiece, you are valuable. Your value and identity comes from God because He made us. That's where we get our value. We are valuable. In Psalms 139, verse 14, it even says there, I praise you, O God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Fearfully actually means in reverence or in awe. In other words, parang awe-inspiring. That's what it means. God's works are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are valuable, church. I want us to understand that we are God's workmanship. And how valuable are we? If you want proof, if you want to measure, how valuable are we in the eyes of God? Ang valuable man ta. Previous verse pa lang of verse 10, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9 says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Not a result of works, so that no one may boast. To remind all of us here today, church, we are God's masterpiece in workmanship. We are valuable because of what He did for us. We are so valuable in the eyes of God that He was willing to die on the cross for us. If you're here today and you are a believer, you're a follower of God, remember that your value is so much that God was willing to come down to this world as Jesus and die on the cross for you. Was willing to die on the cross to have His blood shed, His body beaten up and broken so that we may have a new life, so that we may have forgiveness of our sins. That's how valuable you are. That you were worth the body and the blood of Christ on the cross. That's how valuable we are, church. That's how much of a masterpiece we are, kan God. That's how valuable. Diba, sometimes, when think of something that's valuable, for example, an iPhone. When the first iPhone came, it was worth a certain amount. But later on, di ba, nagkabrato ang iPhones pag nagkagulang sila? That's how items are. The older it gets, the less valuable it is. With how material things are, sometimes the value changes. But with us, with our value, church, it says here in Romans 5 verse 8, but God shows His love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Even while we were still enemies of God because of our sin. Even when at a time where you didn't do anything of worth or didn't do any good works worthy of receiving the love of God, the favor of God, and all that, Christ died for us. In other words, you cannot make God love you less or love you more. Your value in the eyes of God does not change. If you're here today and you've received the gospel, you're walking with Christ, when He looks at you, your value in God's eyes is the same. You are valuable. You are important to Him. You cannot make God love you more or love you less. Your value does not change with the economics. Your value does not change. Ako nung estudyante pa ko, love ko ni God. Karon single professional ako, din ako love ni God. Karon na minute na ako, na forgotten ako ni God. No, deal it like that. God has loved you from the start up until the day you're gonna die and the day you're gonna be with them in eternity. Our value remains the same. Now, why am I sharing this about value? Why am I talking about value and how valuable we are kan God and what He did for us? And that is because the heart to serve comes from knowing God's love for us. If we want to embrace or have that desire, that heart to serve God and to serve others, It starts by first knowing how much He's done for us. How much He's served us first. How much He's valued us. Think of it this way. God served us by dying on the cross for us. The ultimate act of service to us. He didn't have to do it for us, but He did it nonetheless. We are recipients of God's grace. We are recipients of the ultimate good service out there. Him dying on the cross for our sins. And correct me if I'm wrong, but every time someone does something good for us, like for example, let's say you get sick, someone takes care of you, alagaan ka, let's say bayaran ng imong admission sa hospital, wouldn't you want to do something for that person in return as well? We'd love to do something for people who've shown genuine care and love for us. And here's the thing, God has done something that no one else can tap. No one else comes close to what God has did for us when He saved us over 2,000 years ago by dying on the cross for us. And we are recipients of that service, church. We are valuable. That's how loved we are, kang God. Moving on, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says there, for we are His workmanship, and we are His masterpiece. And it says there, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And we have been created in Christ Jesus for good works. We have a purpose. Unlike if you buy an art decor or any art piece, you just hang it on the wall, you just leave it somewhere in your place. We, as a masterpiece, when God saved us, we weren't just saved and wala tayong buhaton na. God didn't just die for us on the cross to be a couch potato. Na wala tayong buhaton. But we have a purpose in life. We have a calling in life. God has prepared good works for us to do. It's kind of like if you've ever wanted to become a superhero before. Diba? If you want to be a superhero, understandable, it comes with a package. Then you have to do heroic acts. You have to save people. You have to do something. You can't be a superhero if you don't do anything. If magpurma-purma lang ka, if you have the costume, all that. But you can't be a legit superhero if you don't go around doing heroic things, saving people. Same thing with us. We have been saved by Christ. We are God's workmanship. And it says there in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, we have good works prepared for us in advance. It only follows that part of God's plan for us when He saved us was that, hey, all right, Kevin, I've saved you and all that. Now, here are my plans for you. I have plans for you to do. I have things for you to accomplish. God has called us to be the salt and light of the world, church. To go out there to be the salt and light of the world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 5, it even says, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. Different gifts, but they all come from God. Let me talk about talents and giftings for a while. Would you believe that your seatmate right now is very talented? Diba? Gifted, talented, skilled. Huh? Lodi, okay? Tanan, ikaw na ang seatmate ni mo, okay? And what, there's a reason for that. Your talents, your giftings, your skills is not just there for you to show off and post something on social media. No matter how seemingly ridiculous that is, whether it be juggling, headstand mo, whatever talent, gifting, skills that is, God has given you those skills, gifts, and talents for a purpose. And He wants us to utilize it to accomplish the plans He has prepared for us. For us to serve. God has called us to serve or do good works. We don't do good works to earn our salvation, but rather, because we have been saved through Christ, as an outflow, we serve God. In other words, church, our service to God is about an outflow. It's about a byproduct of how much we understand God has did for us. Our service to God, one way or another, is a worship to Him. When we serve God, we are worshiping Him because we are glorifying Him by using our talents, our gifts, our skills, our resources. We're using all of that to glorify God when we serve. So use those talents, those gifts, those skills. Ayong taguan yung mga talents, gifts, and skills. Maybe for some of you here today, you are secretly musical. Kana mga voice ninyo, ginakanta sa CR. Or maybe it's high time, ipagawas na siya. Don't just limit it to sa videoke, sa whatever. You know, maybe it's high time to use that to lead people to God. If you're here today, you have the best smile in the world. Like, kung mo smile ka, maka-jaw drop ang mga tao diha. It's high time to use that smile. Whatever talents that is, church, don't just waste them. Don't just keep them to yourself and not use them. I remember before I had this guitar at home, and when I was in high school, I wanted to learn how to play the guitar, and ipalitan ko sa parents. But I didn't really practice that much. Eventually, so good. I tried to learn it after learning some basic chords. Then I left it at home and I barely touched it. Taya ng strings and all that. It wasn't useful na, and nag-collect na siya dust and all that. And eventually, we had to give it to someone who was using it, who would use it better. My point is, don't waste your skills. Don't just forget about it. Don't say nga, ay, di man ko maayo kayo. Ang akong kaya, 4 chords lang. Bahalag 4 chords lang na ba mo. Who knows, when you use it for God, you might just improve. You might just grow in your skill. Wala naman ningon si God, you have to be a master level before you're able to use your skill and serve me. The only question there is your willingness, your heart to go the extra mile, your heart to serve God through serving others. Use your talents, gifting, and skills, church. Don't just waste them. Don't just tuck them away somewhere and you're afraid to show it to other people. Malay nimo, your talents and skills will be of great benefit to others. It goes on in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We should walk in them. We are His workmanship. We have been created in Christ Jesus. God has prepared good works for us, and we should walk in them. It is imperative. God said that we should serve. It only follows that if you're here today and you are a believer, you're following God, you're walking in Christ in this new life that He has given you, it should follow naturally that desire to serve, that desire to do the good works God has planned for you, because you know what He's done for you. Again, the heart to serve comes from knowing God's heart for you. It's by receiving that ultimate act of service. Our service is an act of worship to God. Whenever you're serving, don't think of it as just a small thing. If you're here today and you're an usher, that's mga ushers na to. Don't just think that if you're here, you're arranging the chairs, you're greeting people, it's just a small thing lang. Whatever you're serving God, whether you're an usher, you're in a tech ministry, you're in kids ministry, you're the music ministry, or whatever other ministries we have, what you do goes a long way. When you serve God, you worship God. When you serve God, it makes an impact in the lives of other people. It makes an impact. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. We should use them as stewards. We should invest our skills and talents through serving. And as I said earlier, it goes a long way. I remember the first time I came in for a youth service. I was still a college student back then. You know, I came in. I was greeted by ushers. I saw these people preparing and all that. And one thing I really appreciate from that event was that at the end of that service, I heard the gospel preached for the first time. And I can't remember if I received it at that time yet, but I appreciate hearing that. I heard the gospel for the first time. And my point in sharing that is that whenever you serve, week in and week out, how many of you here today, you appreciate our volunteers? Aren't you glad that every time you come here on a Sunday, you can just enjoy the Sunday service? You don't have to worry about anything else. Everything is ready, set, and provided for you as you come in here, as you walk in the hall. And that's because people have prepared it for you. The volunteers have prepared it for you. Just like that youth service I attended years ago, I heard the gospel for the first time. I was able to receive it then because volunteers have made it all the more possible to make the worship service as conducive, as awesome as it could be. Can you imagine if you came in here one Sunday and walay chairs? Nakapato round chairs diya. Self-service, bring your own chair. Imagine if there's no music team. Nakapato round ito, please listen to your own music. Bring your own playlist. Imagine if there's no technical ministry. No lights, no sounds, no microphone. Si preacher magsagit siya. Imagine if there's no tech ministry. Imagine if there's no kids ministry. No one is teaching and raising our next generation of leaders every Sunday. Imagine if there are no volunteers. What would happen? Every Sunday, we come in here, we celebrate, we praise God, we worship God, we hear God's word, and we join our Sunday because people have made it possible for us to do so. And those are our volunteers. They've invested their time, energy, effort, resources to make it possible. These are gifting and skills to make it possible. Because they understood, as a believer, we should embrace service. Service is but a part of being a believer of Christ. And not just serve, we should serve together. Don't just serve individually, but serve as a group, as a family, as a community. That's why we're inviting you to our service ministries. But before that, I'm going to show you this quick clip talking about serving together. This quick video lang. Let me show that for a while. So if you notice, if you've seen it, perhaps for some of you have seen it before many times, it's some insects. They're working together. What's their mission? To get the bottle of Coke. Okay? As simple as that. But if you've seen it, those are different kinds of insects. Caterpillars, butterflies, ladybugs, beetles, grasshoppers, all kinds of different insects. Different. And yet they came together to work together to accomplish their goal, to make it happen. We are God's workmanship. We have a purpose. We are to serve, and we are to serve together, most especially. And I want to end with this. As we talk about serving, we serve together collectively. If katong mga insects, ang ilang goal was just to get a bottle of Coke to drink. For us, when we collectively serve one another, our goal, of course, is to serve God, but our goal as well is to advance the gospel, the preaching of God's word. Every time you serve God, you're advancing God's kingdom. You're making it all the more possible for another person to receive the gospel. That's why I said earlier, when you serve, it goes a long way. What you do week in and week out when you serve God, like when you serve in a service ministry, it goes a long way to make an impact in the life of other people. I wouldn't have been able to hear the gospel, receive the gospel years ago when I was a student, if it not for the people who placed the chair where I sat. If not for the people who managed the sounds, the technical stuff. If it wasn't for the worship team who led worship. First time na ako maka-experience of worship like that. If it not for those people who made it all possible, I would not have heard of the gospel. And I believe many of you here today are like that. You've heard of the gospel. You've had an encounter with God week in, week out in this service. You enjoy worshiping God. And that is made possible because people were willing to serve. People were willing to use their talents, gifts, skills so the gospel may be advanced. So the gospel may be preached. In other words, church, I believe this question for all of us. Are you willing to unleash your God-given capacity for the furtherance of the gospel? Are you willing to let yourself be used by God? That God-given capacity, that potential, that amazing talent and skills God has deposited in you, invested in you. Are you willing to let it be used by God to further the gospel, to advance the gospel? Whether that be through the campuses, the workplace, the communities, or even here in the worship services. Are you willing to be used by God to advance the gospel?
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.